Welcome to For the Sake of Your Eyes, a special time that we spend with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Dubois Vision Clinic, talking about things all pertaining to the health of your eyes. That's why it's called For the Sake of Your Eyes, right, Dr. Wendy?
Yes.
It's good to have you again with us today. Amblyopia is the term that we're going to be discussing today. Why don't you let us know what amblyopia actually is?
It's also known as lazy eye, and it's a vision development disorder in which one eye fails to achieve normal visual acuity, even with prescription eyeglasses or contact lenses. It begins during infancy and early childhood. In most cases, only one eye is affected, but in some cases, reduced visual acuity can occur in both eyes. So when we're born, we're very farsighted, and the babies can also have a lot of astigmatism at that time. So if one eye is blurrier than the other, the brain shuts one off.
Okay.
And then we have to turn it back on. So particularly if a lazy eye is detected early in life and promptly treated, reduced vision can be avoided. But if left untreated, the lazy eye can cause severe visual disability in the affected eye. And it could also include legal blindness.
All right. Now, normally you said that this is detected early in life. So what are those signs and symptoms that you look for?
Well, we see an eye that will turn in or out, or eyes that do not appear to work together, the inability to judge depth perception, and poor vision in one eye. So the common cause of amblyopia is strabismus, or a crossed eye. So if you notice your baby or young child has crossed eyes or some other apparent eye misalignment, you should schedule an appointment for a children's eye exam as soon as possible with an optometrist who specializes in children's vision, which I do. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes your nose grows over time and you can have folds of skin. And it can make it look like an eye's turning in when it isn't, we can rule all that out.
Sure.
Another clue that your child may have amblyopia is that he or she cries or fusses when you cover one eye. And this may suggest that the eye that you've covered is the good eye and that the uncovered eye is the amblyopic eye, causing blurred vision.
Interesting. So what is the actual root cause or causes of amblyopia?
It occurs when the nerve pathway from one eye to the brain does not develop during childhood. And just as I said, that image is blurry or out of focus to the brain, and it confuses the brain, and the brain may learn to ignore the image from the weaker eye. Strabismus is the most common cause of amblyopia, and there is often a family history of this condition. It's inherited. Mm-hmm. The term lazy eye refers to amblyopia, which often occurs along with strabismus. It can occur without it too, and other causes can include childhood cataracts, farsightedness, nearsightedness, or astigmatism, especially if it's greater in one eye. Now, I have a young boy that was born with a cataract, and it's right in the center. We call it a polar cataract.
Okay.
And we did vision therapy on him and trained him. He just has to turn his head in that eye base. He's 20/20.
Yeah.
Now, I had a young baby when I first started that she had cataract surgery, and they're so small at that time, and their eye's going to grow that they don't want to put an implant in. So we fit her with a gas perm contact, and she did very well with it. We had to train her mother to put it in and take it out.
Yeah.
But she achieved 20/20 vision too.
Okay.
So strabismus, as I said, is the most common cause. And to avoid double vision caused by poorly aligned eyes, the brain ignores the visual input from the misaligned eye, leading to amblyopia. And that type of amblyopia is called strabismic amblyopia. And sometimes it's caused, like I described before, by unequal refractive errors in the two eyes, being farsighted more so in one eye than the other eye and having more astigmatism in one eye or the other eye. And as time goes on, the eye gets longer and that farsightedness and the astigmatism will decrease. But in the eye that's amblyopic, the brain has it shut off.
Hmm.
So we do a test at the office called the Worth 4-dot.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the kids put on, or any patient put on, red-green glasses. And then I have a flashlight that has one white light, one red light, and two green.
Hmm.
And when they look out through the red-green glasses, the right eye sees red, the left sees green. And if they have a lazy eye, they'll be missing the red or missing the green.
Hmm.
So we can see right away.
Yeah. And I think when you're conducting that test, you get to have a little Christmas party using red and green colors. Yeah. So that could be fun. The topic at hand today on For the Sake of Your Eyes is amblyopia, more commonly known as lazy eye. We'll have more interesting facts with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the DuBois Vision Clinic after these important messages.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. 90% of people who use computers, tablets, and phones complain of digital eye syndrome. It results from focusing on a screen for extended, uninterrupted periods of time. Symptoms include headaches, blurred vision, neck pain, fatigue, eye strain, dry, irritated eyes, and difficulty refocusing the eyes. Solve stress on your visual system. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, DuBois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, DuBois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, DuBois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, DuBois, 371-2020.
Welcome back to For the Sake of Your Eyes. And Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt is here from the DuBois Vision Clinic. And the discussion is about amblyopia or lazy eye. And we want to move now, Dr. Wendy, into how amblyopia is treated.
In some cases of refractive amblyopia, normal vision can be achieved simply by fully correcting the refractive errors in both eyes with glasses or contacts. So we prescribe the prescription we find in each eye. However, at least some patching of the good eye is needed to force the brain to pay attention to the visual input of the amblyopic eye. And that enables normal vision to develop. And patching, I'm sure you've heard of, but we always patch the good eye to force the bad eye to work. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was young, we had kids in school that had a patch on that eye all day long.
Yeah.
So in optometry school, there were studies that were done between that time period that they found that less time patching was good if you did very detailed work. So say like we would have the good eye patched and have them do dot to dot or word find. So they were forcing that eye to focus in on detail.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that, they'd only have to wear the patch about an hour a day while they did that. Because you know how kids can be. They can be very cruel and make fun of people with a patch on.
I remember some fellow students when I was younger that had the eye patch as well.
Yeah, then they don't want to wear it.
Exactly.
But in a young child whose visual system is still developing, and when one or both eyes are so well covered and the child can't use them, and if the coverage is constant all day and night, that could cause problems with the lazy eyes. So we've changed how we treat lazy eyes over time.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some studies that were done while I was in optometry school where they dilated the good eye. Now, the fellow I was telling you about that was born with a cataract, they did that. And when they blurred that eye with a dilating drop, you know how it blurs up close, he couldn't see at all.
Oh.
And so they've gotten away from that because that did happen, and you need to have some useful vision.
Yeah, learning along the way here.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Studies and research help. So sometimes strabismus surgery is used to straighten the eyes, followed by patching and some form of vision therapy to help both eyes work together equally as a team. Now, in my mind, if we would do the vision therapy first, and as a last resort, do the strabismus surgery. Because I have some patients who had it, and they were like 4, and they were traumatized by that surgery.
Yeah.
And surgery, of course, has its risks, so you want to do that more as the last resort.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Patching can be required for several hours a day, and it, as I said, it is a good eye that's patched. So if you have a lot of trouble with your child taking the patch off, you might consider a specially designed prosthetic contact lens that prevents from light the light from entering the good eye, but does not affect your child's appearance. And that's similar to putting the dilating drop in. What I found is we have different patches, and you can get them. You can even use a little cardboard patch that has something cool on it, like a smiley face or something.
Yeah.
And they like that much better. If your child wears glasses, you can put, it's kind of like a sock you put over one eye.
Sure.
So there's different ways to do it rather than wearing a contact or using a dilating drop. Some children, atropine drops have been used to treat amblyopia. That's the dilating drop. And the one advantage of that is it doesn't require your constant vigilance or the parent's constant vigilance to make sure the child wears a patch. But as I said, it can really blur them and disorient them.
Mm-hmm.
So in one large study of 419 children younger than 7 years of age with amblyopia ranging from 2040 to 2100 prior to treatment, they did improve. And as a result, some skeptical eye care practitioners were using atropine as their first choice over patching.
Mm.
But there are side effects. They can be light sensitive. They can have flushing and possible paralysis of the ciliary muscle, which blurs the vision, and it changes their ability to focus. So over the years, we've come up with different things to do, but my first line of defense is vision therapy.
All right.
And that is because, as we've talked before, vision is a learned skill, just like walking or talking, mm-hmm. and we can train the eye. And I'm very successful. I've had a lot of success with that in patients with amblyopia.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also do it for adults, too. But we recommend in their glasses that they have polycarbonate lenses, because if your lens would break and damage your good eye, then you have the lazy eye to rely on.
Yeah.
Now, years ago, I had a patient who had macular degeneration, and this was a strange case. I've never heard of it, and I've talked to different professors, and they haven't either. He had amblyopia in his good eye, and his left eye was a strabismic lazy eye.
Wow.
Well, that eye straightened and improved. So it was kind of like patching it.
Sure, yeah.
But he had no signs of macular degeneration in that eye, and he was 80-some years old.
Interesting.
So they tell us that if we don't treat you by the age of 8, forget it. It's not going to get better. But there's a guy that was 80 that, because of the macular degeneration, it treated his amblyopic eye.
That is so amazing. Yeah. But, of course, most of the treatment does take place on younger children. But there are exceptions in older children, and even as you just told us about, adults can be treated with lazy eye.
Yes, and we use computerized programs to treat lazy eye, and their vision therapy programs. And the adults enjoy them, too. They're kind of like a video game for the kids. The kids don't mind them, but they wear the red-green glasses because you have to allow each eye individually to work. We also use a red-green coloring book.
Mm-hmm.
And the coloring book is the green eye sees the picture on the page. The right eye, the red eye, sees the crayon you're using, and you're using a red crayon.
Mm.
So if you can't see the picture, you can't do it, or if you can't see the crayon, you can't do it. So it forces the eyes to work together. As they start to, it starts to turn on, then we use a card that has vertical red and alternating red and green stripes so that they can read, and they have to read through the red-green with the red-green glasses.
Mm.
We also use red-green games. So when you were little, you played checkers and chess
but
you didn't realize if you put on red-green glasses, one eye sees one thing and one sees something else.
Yeah,
so we can make it fun the way they play games.
I'm sure.
And so it works for adults and kids alike. Now, I had an older man that he retired and he wanted to take up golf. And he had a lazy eye and he saw about 2200. So he didn't have good depth perception. So when he was swinging at the ball, he missed it every time. He made a lot of divots. And so he came in and he says, is there anything you can do? And we did vision therapy on him. And he was 88 when he retired. He'd been a banker and he worked a long life. And then we got his vision to 2040, where at 2040 he could work with the other eye and he had depth perception. He was just thrilled. So it can make big improvements in kids' lives for learning in school, but it can make big improvements for adults too.
Yeah. in their golf game.
And it's never too late.
There you go. Yeah. We're learning some interesting facts about what's commonly called lazy eye. The scientific name for that is amblyopia. And we're going to learn more, especially about how early detection and treatment is so important when we come back in just a moment for The Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Vision directly affects how you learn. 80% of all learning during a child's early school years is obtained through vision. 10% of all preschoolers and 25% of kids in kindergarten through sixth grade have vision deficiencies. Many of them are undetected because few children receive comprehensive eye exams. School screenings only pick up 5% of all vision problems. Don't delay. Make an appointment for your child today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020. Though modern amblyopia treatments might improve vision in older children and adults, most experts agree that early detection and treatment of lazy eye is preferred for normal visual development and the best visual outcomes from amblyopia treatment. Amblyopia won't go away on its own, and the untreated lazy eye can lead to permanent visual problems. If later in life your child's stronger eye develops disease or is injured, he will have to depend on the poor vision in that amblyopic eye. So it's best to treat them early on. Now, the most recent patient that I've treated with amblyopia was a little Amish baby, and she was about 6 months old. Mm-hmm. So she was born with it, and we fitted her with prism lenses, like we talked about for prism lens therapy, and put her prescription in, and that's all it took. Her eyes straightened right up, and her mom noticed that she wouldn't reach out like to get cereal or to pick up toys and things. After we corrected her, she was doing it, and she's doing very well now. She's about two now.
Yeah.
And so the sooner we do it, the easier it can be corrected. In March 2012, a lady named Emmeline Rodinger, she was from Washington, D.C., she was accepted into Mensa. Mm. And if you know, that's people with high IQs.
Yes.
It's a high IQ society. And she was the youngest member ever. She was 3 years old.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But when she was age 9 months, she wasn't crawling or reaching for objects, and her doctors wondered if she had some form of autism. And fortunately, her mom took Emma for an eye exam, which revealed farsightedness and amblyopia. With glasses and patching, she immediately began to interact normally, and her environment and learning was at a fast pace. And without that eye exam and treatment, Emma's life might have taken a very different path.
Well, that is so clearly demonstrating that early detection and that treatment early on is so very important. So, Dr. Wendy, if someone is listening now and needs to make an appointment for their child to make sure that they're not dealing with amblyopia, how can they get in touch with
you? They can call the office at 814-371-2020, or you can email me at Wendy Strauss-Watt@comcast.net.
All right. That is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic. The program is For the Sake of Your Eyes, and we'll be back with you in another couple of weeks. Dr. Wendy, thank you for sharing with us today.
You're welcome.